You are listening to Left Out on WRCT 88.3. You can give us a call at 412-268-9728 if you have any comments about anything we're talking about or anything that's on your mind. Our last guest was Councilman Bill Peduto, and now he's hung up, and now we're going to talk about a few other things in the national news the last week or so. One thing that I noticed was an interesting article on Salon.com by a guy named Eric Bollert, who's a regular writer there. He's analyzing the media, which is a favorite topic of ours on Left Out. And there's kind of a new perspective that people have that sort of begun to emerge among the commentators about analyzing the media lately. And the idea, this new idea is sort of that the Bush administration, to quote from the beginning of the article, the Bush administration has been at war with the media from day one. Is its real goal to undermine the press itself and thereby eliminate inconvenient truths? So the sort of idea here is that, well, there's been a number of things that have happened lately that you've, if you've been following the news, you probably know about. For example, there have been several paid-off pundits who are like, what was Williams? I forgot his first name. I never read him. Anyway, he was a pundit who was turned out to be paid off to promote the No Child Left Behind, and there were others as well.
Was the Jeff Gannon affair?
That's a different type of thing. But yes, there's been this concept of video press releases disguised as news telecasts that they've been distributing to local news stations to fill in the time, and they're actually opinion pieces or just propaganda by the government, but they're stuck into news programs and presented as news on your local news station. Then the other thing was, as Bob mentioned, the Jeff Gannon affair, where they've got this right-wing pseudo-journalist working under a phony name in the White House asking softball questions of the president. And all of those things together sort of point to possibly a process by which the administration has been planning and in an organized fashion to undermine the news itself. So the idea that then is that once you've weakened the news media by making it less credible, you have the elimination of what they call the agreed-upon facts, sort of the basis upon which a discussion can take place. And when you've got all of those people, the credibility of the press is weakened. Plus, you have Fox News, which is just a right-wing Republican, an arm of the Republican Party, ignoring things or not presenting the facts at all. You create sort of like the red state facts and the blue state facts, a different basis upon which people can think about things. You don't have a common set of facts. So, for example, the most commonly cited examples, of course, which we've talked about and left out many times, is the fact that 50% of Americans think that weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. And among Bush voters, it's something like 80%. And that's just a false meme that has somehow propagated and is stuck with people. Another example, of course, is the non-existence of any connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, which many people still believe that there was such a connection. So this whole process, it's a curious process. How could this happen? And this article is kind of making the case that it's been allowed to happen by weakening of the press itself, and it's an orchestrated plan, a process which has been carried out by the administration to do that. So I recommend that you take a look at this article. We have a link to it on our website. In Salon.com, which goes through all this in much more detail than I can talk about here. Do you have any comments on that?
Sure. Yeah. Personally, I think this is really the central issue facing the future of the United States political system, because in the absence of any kind of a critical press that reaches any sort of large audience, as is necessary in a large country, I think you have the makings of an absolute disaster. And it's the thing that has worried me enormously. The Bush administration is extremely adroit at manipulating, at spinning news items, manipulating the press, using their own versions of the press to say whatever rubbish they wish to say, and they're not held accountable because the business interests that are behind the large scale news media, their interests are largely aligned with those of the Bush administration, and the Bush administration works very well to foster that alignment because it works to their political benefit. So we have this. I think we have this very, very dangerous situation where we may already have passed the tipping point. Where I sometimes wonder if it isn't already too late. That it's something that cannot be salvaged, which is a full catastrophe. And I think it was a Churchill line. It used to not 100% sure. We used to say in the good old days that everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but everyone is not entitled to their own facts. But in the modern world, this is no longer the case.
Right.
I mean, we have the situation where we have Republican facts, which are by and large lies, and those become commonly accepted, as you quoted earlier, just by sheer repetition. The article by Bullard, I believe, quotes there's a quotation in there from a discussion regarding the American military firing on the hotel. The journalists, do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, I have that right in front of me. That they're talking.
It's very illustrative. So go ahead.
It's on Fox News. There's a discussion going on between a guy Schoenfeld, who's a CNN, one of the founders of CNN, and a guy named Brian Kincaid, and they're talking about. What happened, and Schoenfeld says, but remember that a U.S. tank in April 2003 rolled up in front of the Hotel Palestine, which is where all the journalists were, turned the turret around and pointed its gun and fired at the building. And Kincaid says, that's what CNN reported. And Schoenfeld says, no, that's what is reported. The guy from Reuters was killed, etc. But the point here is that they're making in the article, the Bullard article, was simply that although it is an accepted fact, this is what happened. Many people saw it. It was eyewitnessed by many, many people. It was reported.
People were killed. There were dead bodies.
People were killed. It was undisputed. And yet, here this guy, not Kincaid, Kilmeade on Fox says that's what CNN reported, as though, well, that's just what you reported. That's just, you know, your liberal or your bias.
The toady knew. The interesting is how well the toady knew his lines, right? He knew immediately. Just think about this happening in real time. He knew immediately that, well, he couldn't really dispute the fact of the situation. But he knew immediately that the right thing to say was, well, yes, that's what CNN reported. Like, oh, ha-ha, we all know, wink, wink, that this is all rubbish.
Right.
You know, the sort of Bill O'Reilly style of reporting.
Yeah, well, we had another incident like that on Fox when they interviewed the editor of Vanity Fair.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes. We played the segment from that.
Yes,
that's right. Yes.
That was another example.
I'm left out. I think it's very disturbing, and I think this is an issue that we're going to take up again and left out. I haven't read it yet, but I noticed that there's an article about some opposition to this written by David Foster Wallace in the current issue of The Atlantic. Since it is the current issue, it's not yet available online. I was going to link it on our Left Out homepage, but I recommend our readers look at it, and we'll look into this in the future for further discussion.
That article corroborates or extends the arguments
and talks about
here.
People like us who are jumping up and having our own radio programs in order to try to stem the tide whatever small way, thimbleful at a time that we can.
Yeah.
Well, that finishes our program for this week. We're grateful to Matt Toops for coming in at the last minute to produce today's program. You've been listening to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.